Today we're going to talk about three reasons to finance your real estate. Tune in. All right, Real Estate Nation. So this is Terrence Berner. For those of you that are just tuning in, I am a financial advisor turned real estate investor. And on this show, we get as real as the checks that our clients receive every single month from their cash flowing properties. And I'm coming to you from a very, very, very rainy Gilbert, Arizona. We don't see too much of this stuff out here in the desert. People don't know how to drive or how to act around it. But today we're going to talk about the three reasons that you should leverage your real estate. Okay, so for those of you, again, that are just tuning in for the first time, let me give you some of my background. I was a financial advisor for 10 plus years, worked directly, indirectly with several turnkey real estate providers, doing somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 to 700 turnkey properties every single year. And I don't say that to impress you. Well, I do say that to impress you, quite frankly, because it's given me the experience of some of the things that hopefully as you listen to this podcast, you will avoid. We own a turnkey real estate company called Invictus Real Estate Group. And it's my belief that that's the way that 99% of everybody should own real estate. It's a way to own real estate without owning and having to manage the tenants, the toilets, the termites, all the things that turn people off about real estate. So today we're going to talk about the three things that three reasons why you see this rain's distracting me as I'm sitting here talking to you, but the three reasons why you should leverage or finance out your real estate. All right. Number one. Okay. The number one reason, you ready for it? Drum roll. Number one reason, you get to minimize your risk. What do I mean by that? It's less of your own money in the deal. Okay. Real estate is still an investment. You know, we believe that there are things that you can do to take a lot of risk out of purchasing properties. However, at the end of the day, there's still risk in purchasing an investment and no guarantees. So on a deal where you've got $20,000 into it, okay, what's really at risk? Well, you're $20,000 and you're essentially going to take the other 80% of somebody else's money and they're going to partner with you, you know, other people's money, you know, being the bank, right? And 80% of the investment comes from someone else. You control what happens to it. Obviously, you got to make the payments or then they start to control what happens to it. But then now you have the asset, you're controlling the appreciation play, you're controlling the income stream, you're controlling the equity that's building in the property by having it cash flowing, right? By having somebody else pay down that mortgage, you're in the driver's seat and you have all the tax benefits that come with it. So number one reason to leverage is to minimize your risk. Okay. Number one and number two kind of blend together, but they're separate. The second is it allows you to maximize your income streams. Okay. This is about creating as many different flows of income as you can, right? The more flows you have, the more bulletproof you are. You're going to, at some point, have a tenant move out on you. You'll have to evict somebody. It's going to happen at some point. People that tell you that, hey, that should never happen, they lie to you about other things too. It's just a matter of time. Listen, if you own one property and you rent it to your grandma, your net one, even if she stops paying, you're not going to evict her probably. It's your grandma, right? I mean, she changed your diapers and stuff. So you got to keep her in there just for that. The second thing is, you know her, so she'll probably stay. But outside of that, you get in where you start owning enough doors and you start having enough rental income where you're making $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, you know, through this cash flowing real estate. Now you've got enough units where you're going to have all the experiences that come with that. That's why we believe looking at income ready real estate where basically somebody else takes care of all the headaches and you collect the checks. I believe that's really where most people should be when they invest in real estate. Okay. So the second thing is Using leverage allows you to maximize your income stream. So, for example, you have $100,000. Our average property is about $20,000 down. So what does that mean? You can go buy one $100,000 property, or now you can leverage that into five different income streams. Okay? There's power in that, right? Because one doesn't pay you, you've still got four more. Okay? A lot of power in that. Not to mention you have five properties that now you have some tax benefits working for you. You have some depreciation, some cost segregation you can do. If you're wondering what I just said, there are other episodes where you can listen to what it is that means. But you also have five properties, again, that have the ability to build equity and build value and are an actual asset working for you instead of you working, you know, for it, right? The third reason, the last reason we're going to talk about is leveraging real estate. Okay, one of the big reasons I'm such a huge advocate of it is you have the ability to get an increased return on investment. Okay, you know, a lot of times, depending on your rates, you're several percentage points higher in terms of your net cash flow and. You know, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, our properties, if you were to buy them cash, you're usually, you know, you might be in the 8% range if you pay cash. You leverage them. Now, all of a sudden, you're potentially in the 10 to 12% range in terms of a cash on cash return. So, three reasons. We'll recap. Number one, reduces the risk because you're using more of other people's money. Number two, it maximizes the income streams because now you can buy more income streams. And number three, you have an increased return on investment because of all of those things. I kind of sound like maybe felt like that was like an episode from The Price is Right. Like, come on down, right? But these are the three reasons. And listen, when we're talking about real, you know, getting leverage, not talking about interest only. These are all 30-year fixed loans, usually is what people are getting. But look at the numbers. You know, there can be a lot of fear. People have this crazy fear about not getting leverage on a property. You know, they listen to guys like Dave Ramsey, and he says, don't get out of debt, don't get out of debt, don't get out of debt. Listen, there is good debt and there is bad debt. You know, you look at the wealthy, wealthy people, they use debt as an instrument to help, you know, create cash flow and opportunities for them, right? And so you have the ability to, again, use 90%, 80%, 75% of somebody else's money to now acquire and build an empire for yourself. You know, the devil's in the details. Take some time, comb through the details. You know, sit down with a CPA that understands real estate. Sit down with somebody that understands real estate. Don't go sit down with your financial advisor. He's just going to tell you to invest it in mutual funds and so show you some fancy graph as to why he thinks that he can outperform real estate because of this fancy colored graph. So stay away from those guys. Full disclosure, I used to be one of those guys. So I think I have some weight behind me when I say those things. But again, look at the numbers, do your research, and work on setting yourself free. We'll see you at the top because it's way too crowded at the bottom.